In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. It was one of those things that I probably will never forget. It was the end of the 1996 school year in Atlanta, graduation time. And Franklin, our older son, was about to have his first graduation ceremony. He was almost 2 years old. His class in the preschool, the Bambini's class, was led by two wonderful women. Jocelyn was from Haiti, and Paulette, they were the teachers. And they planned a ceremony to mark the end of the year and the movement of the young toddlers up into the next class. So all the toddlers were wearing red t-shirts, and I think she made little paper graduation hats for them too. They'd prepared a song to sing, and they were all lined up outside, ready to march into the room where the nervous parents waited. Right before they came in, I got in my purse and got out my compact mirror and took out my lipstick. And right when I did that, it happened. In that instant, I saw myself 16 years in the future doing the exact same thing, taking out my mirror and putting on my lipstick at Franklin's high school graduation. That leap into the future literally took my breath away. That moment, that awareness, was a reminder to me of the temporary, transitory nature of parenthood. The task of parents is to move from having total control when they're an infant to really no control, from providing literally everything for children to a time when the young people can provide for themselves if they are able. The task of parents is to provide the roots so that the children may grow wings. The task of parents is to become more and more unnecessary so that when the children are no longer children and it is time for them to leave home, they are ready to fly on their own. It is not an easy job, as you know. And it's not unlike Jesus and his disciples, really. While Jesus was with them on earth before and after his resurrection, the disciples relied upon him for just about everything. Kind of like a young child relies on a parent. Toward the end of his time with them on earth, Jesus sent them out on trial flights, two by two, some of which were successful and some of which were not. And in today's gospel passage, Jesus prays for the disciples because he is about to leave them. Holy Father, I pray not only for them, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, so that they may all be one. This passage from John's gospel comes right before Jesus' passion. And it is fitting for today, the Sunday after Ascension, because the church, it's a liturgical transition time. We're in an in-between time between the Ascension, when the risen Christ ascended, left the disciples, and Pentecost, when the Spirit blew over the newly born church. Now, many of us and this parish also are in a time and season of transition. I think this year for St. Catherine's is probably the most transition that it's ever had in staff and clergy in 1 year. Longtime organist and choir directors who left last fall. Our administrator has taken another position, and I'm about to leave you as well for another call. There are other transitions happening among us. Some of you have recently retired. Teachers and students just had their last week of school. Some students will be transitioning to a new school, kindergarten, or middle school, or high school. Some have graduated in the past couple weeks from college. Transition time is a time of great possibilities, and also, usually, some anxiety. There's nothing better to concentrate on in a time of transition than what the disciples did. They stayed together and they prayed. They were constantly devoting themselves to prayer, says the book of Acts. They trusted that God would guide them. They trusted that God would send the Holy Spirit to them as Jesus had promised. The author of the book of Acts makes a point of telling us that it was not just the disciples who were together in prayer, but also certain women, including Mary, the mother of Jesus. One scholar has noted that just as women were necessary for the birth of Jesus, also women were needed for the birth of the church. We are still living out the fullness of that birthing. So today, the Sunday after the Ascension, Ascension Day passed. We had a service here with a small group of people, but it passed largely unnoticed in the culture and even in the church. But it's one of the major feasts of the church year. It always falls on a Thursday because it's 10 days before Pentecost. And that's one reason it doesn't get a great deal of attention. But another reason is I think we don't really know what to think or how to think about the Ascension. The idea of Jesus going up to be with God does not resonate with many of us anymore. That old cosmology of up and down doesn't really fit many of us. So it may help if we just downplay that vertical nature of the Ascension and concentrate on the important themes. Jesus goes back to God, the one in whom we all live and move and have our being. And as Jesus does this, he takes humanity into God, so that one day we may all join in the great dance of the Trinity. The disciples wondered with Jesus about the end time. But Jesus told them they were asking the wrong question. The question of the Ascension is not, when will the end of time come? The question of the Ascension is, what should we do in this in-between time? What should we do in the meantime? Jesus told the disciples to wait for the Holy Spirit, the Spirit that would empower them for ministry to the world. And so they returned to Jerusalem and waited and devoted themselves to prayer, along with certain women, including Mary, the mother of Jesus. They waited with expectant faith for the promise to be fulfilled. There is no better thing to do in a transition time than what the disciples did. They stayed together and they prayed. For all of us in a transition time, the ascension is a story of hope. Hope that the waiting will bear good fruit. Hope that faithful action will lead to a stronger community. Hope that our fervent prayers will prepare us to claim again the gifts of the Spirit, the gifts which were given to each of us in our baptism for the good of the church and the good of the world. Amen.